This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baskin and Phelps, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Talking with you this morning about the All-Star game last night, which in regulation ended 6-6, if you want to. I've seen the score. It's weird. Like, the media outlets don't even know how to report the score on last night. I'm looking at ESPN, and ESPN has it 6-6.
6-6 tie.
And then it says NL wins home run swing off and tiebreaker 4-3. And then I was reading MLB.com, and MLB said technically it will go down as a 7-6 win for the National League. And, you know, in the last 12, it's just their second win in the last 12 for the National League. So they get a win there, sort of.
And it's an exhibition game. So
yeah.
And
it was fun. Like, I really enjoyed talking about it here this morning, too. It's, you know, no one got arrested in the game, as far as I know, last night. So it's nice not to have any legal actions in the game.
How about that?
It's kind of fun to actually talk about sports.
Even exhibition sports.
So, Jeff, let me ask you this. Do you think players should have to stay throughout the entire game? Because never before have you ever had the opportunity to come back and be in a swing-off. So, like, for me, I don't care if those guys don't stay. And, you know, it's been a long-standing tradition that once you left the game, you were out. I mean, I can't tell you how many times before. And the game that was in Milwaukee, the one that caused all the hoopla about, all right, next year it's for real and we're not going to end this game in a tie and blah, 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 blah. It was just like, okay, I get it. I understand it. But I also understand why they don't get a lot of time off, and having back-to-back days off for any player while the rest of the league, if you didn't make the All-Star game, you know, you're looking at, they probably see that as you know, you play on Sunday, you don't have to be back until Thursday night. Man, that's like a kid who just got winter break for anybody else who's in Major League Baseball, who's probably been, you know, they've been playing ball since February, right before spring training. So, you know, that break feels like an eternity when you're traveling 162. And you're like, oh, this is just so weird. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. And you only have 4 days off because you're used to being at work every day and doing what you need to do. So, and I don't blame the best players in the game for wanting to have an extra day. That's why I think we have the extra day off anyway. Why they added the fourth or the second day, which is tomorrow. Remember how it used to just be Monday was an off day, game on Tuesday, Wednesdays are you get back to where you need to be, and then you play again on Thursday. That's done. Remember? Right now, we've got these extra days in there. So I just think, you know, if Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani wanted to take off after they're done, I don't have any problem with it. None. Zero. Zilch. And the guys that want to stay and stick around, you know, you never know. So you see what happened last night. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I don't have an issue with it. If you're going to go to all the trouble to go to the site of the All-Star game and be there a day early, you know, as you have to be and everything else, and you're there and it's the game, and you play two or three or four innings, and then they take you out. What's hanging around for another hour and a half? I'd stick around, but that's just me. Some guys, you're allowed to leave, so if you want to go, go. But as long as you're already there, I mean, how tight of a schedule is it?
Depends how you got there. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I
mean, if you
some of those guys are on, you know, their own private jets or you would rented think, something.
You know, if the team has a private or the owners have a private plane to fly them down there, you know.
And maybe they had to get in line early so that they could get their choice of seat.
That's true. During the Derby the night before, did you check in?
I mean, group one. I'm getting a window.
I would think the majority of those guys probably fly down commercial first class to the All-Star game.
Yeah, I'd bet that's probably true.
Or, you know, obviously.
It's not like the NBA, Andy. Everybody's not chartering their own jet.
Although the NBA would probably have the team jet that would be able to take it.
That might be true.
Which is more
luxurious.
Man, the travel in Major League Baseball is super duper expensive, man. You think about just the way the travel is.
There are a lot of guys.
Dan, any problem with these guys leaving last night?
Not in the slightest.
I don't either. I don't have any problem.
It's an exhibition game. You came in, you played.
Yep.
You saluted the fans. You had some fun, and you got on the plane and went to Aruba.
You watched the Hank Aaron thing,
Then. Yeah, that was really cool. Two thumbs up to baseball for that. That was really cool.
For the Hank Aaron thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. You know what I thought they were going to do at one point? I thought that they were going to project an image of the actual play onto the field.
Do like a hologram type of thing?
Yeah, I thought they were going to do the hologram.
Which might have been a little creepy.
Might have been kind of cool. I was waiting for it. Weren't you?
Might have been a little creepy.
Were you waiting for it?
I was reading they're going to do something like that with the Sphere as well. They're going to start doing performances with holograms in there. So, yeah, it's right there. I don't know if it would have been creepy to see him actually hit the home run and start circling the bases. I think that would have been really cool.
Interesting.
Maybe just because it's far enough away.
Sorry. Interesting they did, you know, the reenactment, for lack of a better word, of home run number 715 on 715, July 15th.
Didn't even hit me.
Just a nice coincidence. Browns fan, Hank Aaron.
Yeah, that's, you know, I turned over the storm, and I said to him, I go, hey, you know, he's a huge Browns fan. He goes,
the storm?
A tropical storm. Why? Maybe I'll call him.
Now he's got a nickname.
No, the storm sounds cool.
Now he's just the storm.
Should I just call him the storm? Cool. All right, tropical's gone. He's now just the storm. His dad's the hurricane, as we all know.
Do we ever.
Thanks. Appreciate you. Yeah, I thought that it was super neat. I don't know. And then see his wife. Going back, I told him, hey, he was a huge Browns fan. And he was like, what are you talking about, Dad? And I was like, he used to sneak into the dog pound, put a baseball hat on, and no one recognized him. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe, but true.
I don't know why that's one of my favorite parts of the legend that is Hank Aaron. And then, did you see Craig Sager in that shot too?
Yes.
And that, to me, it kind of just jumped off the page yesterday too. I'm like, look how young Sager was on the field that night when he hit the home run. Mm-hmm. I thought it was neat. All right, so overall, big win all the way around. We'll take one more phone call in the All-Star game, and then we'll put it to bed. Hi, Joe.
Hey, fellas. How you doing
today? Hello, Joe.
Hey, great topic. Hey, just a couple thoughts on the All-Star game. Thought they did a fantastic job. They're finally promoting their players, which is awesome to see. Stephen Kwan, we kind of overlooked him getting that tying hit, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But, hey, just real quick thoughts on this swing-off thing. You know, back in the day, we had an All-Star game, and I really didn't agree with it, where the winner of the All-Star game got home field advantage in the World Series, which, again, I didn't think was real good. But we already had a home run derby the day before. So why couldn't they just say the winner of the home run derby, Cal Raleigh, who won it for the American League, if it would go into extra innings, the American League would win the game. That way you eliminate a swing-off. You don't have people warming up again. And it does add a little more incentive at the end of the game, knowing that, hey, look, we got to do something on the National League side if you know the American League team has already won to try to win it. So just a thought with that. I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you one simple question. Did you like the swing-off or not?
I did like the swing off.
I was good with it.
I'm torn.
The other question is how often are we going to have an extra innings situation for the All-Star game?
Not very often at all. But like you said, trying to get players warmed up again. And then with the MVP, in all honesty, I mean, Kyle Schwarber won it because he hit three. But Pete Alonso probably should have won the MVP, in my estimation. I don't know. That's just me.
No, I think there are a lot of people that think the same thing. Yeah.
So So to eliminate some of those factors, maybe do it that way. But no, all in all, I think it was a big win for the MLB, honestly.
Yeah, I do too. I think MLB should be proud of what they put on in Atlanta.
And Major League Baseball needed one.
Yeah.
They needed a win.
Thanks, Joe. Is there any other way, and I'll just let me leave this as our parting thought on the All-Star game. Is there any other way you could see how they could end the game a different way than what they did yesterday?
A bunch of different ways.
Okay, well, give me. The one I said is...
The way they now end games during the regular season that we don't like.
Yeah, but you could be asking for even more innings. Like, I'm trying to get this thing done as fast as we can. With still trying to play the game the way the game is naturally supposed to be played.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Is there, so you're saying you just go to the regular format they use now?
I would.
The Ghost Runner?
If you're going to do it in the regular season, you could certainly do it in an All-Star game. But the way they did it was just fine. I don't have any qualms with that. You know, we know how they try and make sure everybody plays in the All-Star game, which means you're going to run out of players because you want to give everybody the opportunity to get on the field.
Unless you put re-entry back in.
Yeah, which though I understand your point, and mm-hmm. It's an exhibition game, and why not? It's that whole thing. Hey, man, I've been cold for an hour and a half here. Do you want to run even the little, you know, littlest risk of injury of trying, you know, you don't want to yank a hamstring and have it be chronic for the rest of the season. So I would either do the home run derby or I would just do what they, you know, man on second. Andy, you said bases loaded, whatever, come up with something and go.
Yeah. Bases loaded was the only other thing. I mean, you increase the odds of just making sure somebody gets a run across or two runs. And then, you know, trying to match that to take it to another inning. I still go back to the regular season, how they should just play one inning of regular ball or two innings of regular baseball and then add the Ghost Runner. I just think that they should wait for that. Dan, is there any other way?
You and I are in agreement on that, by the way.
Yeah, I just... After
maybe the 12th,
yeah,
then go ahead and do the Ghost Runner.
Or just come up with a name, Ghost Ending or something like that. Dan, is there any other way you would end this? Or did they find the perfect ending?
For the All-Star game, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, yeah.
For the All-Star game, this is perfect. You don't want guys out there longer than they need to be.
Hard to argue.
You don't want guys out there longer than they need to be. You want to still have it where it's an exhibition game for guys. I mean, if you want to add the reentry part, sure, but then you're going to fight with the players as they go try to walk out the door after they get their work in.
It's up to you. If you want to be want to be reentered, then stick around. If you don't, take off. Not a big deal.
I mean, that's how this is going to go.
But by the way, we'll give you an extra 50 grand sticker.
I'm thrilled. I mean, I was thrilled.
I just tried to get it paid.
I have no notes. I am copy paste this for the next 20 years, and I'll be over the moon. This was an absolute blast.
It was fun to watch.
Yeah, and that's all I want the All-Star game to be.
And
I just want the All-Star game to be fun.
When's the next time we're going to have a swing off? Do you know how many games ended in a tie prior to this?
Hopefully, it's going to be a while.
So you had two ties in the history of the game. I'm just trying to remember. How many extra inning games have we seen?
Got me.
I don't know either. I got to go back and look that up. But prior to this, you only had a tie twice. The first time was in 1961 because of rain. And then, remember, in 02, we know that because both they didn't have enough pitchers.
It was so much fun. Good job, Major League Baseball. Good job, Rob Manfred. Good job to the players. Great job to the city of Atlanta. It was awesome. Two thumbs up. Like, this weekend was great. Or I shouldn't say weekend. This week was great.
So you did it too.
I've been doing that.
So the All-Star game has gone to extra innings 13 times prior. So it does happen. And now they have a formula to end it, and it's all good. I'm good with the whole thing. By the way, that rule's been in place since 22. To do that, I didn't even realize that. I kind of felt like it was a new rule to the game this year, but they've had that rule since 22. How about that?
Cool.
All right. Let me see. Oh, we're out of time. We'll come back. I'll talk about that. I've got some Guardians news for you. And then I want to play something for you that I absolutely love from a legend, sports talk radio legend. We'll play that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.